This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. My name is Celeste Middlehauser, reading for you today part one of an essay by environmental scientist Laura Hatmaker, titled, Two Domes Diverged by a Stream Channel. My feet are nestled between tufts of dwarf shrubs and moss on the plateau of Balch Head Heath, a coastal raised bog settled between the rocky coastline and spruce fir forests of Lubeck, Maine. Lines of Rhodora flowers paint topography contours with lilac-petaled brushstrokes. Tufts of cotton sedge sway in the breeze. The crowberry blue butterfly floats among low-lying mounds of black crowberry. Flashes of brilliant iridescent blue peek out from their unfurled wings. More join the aerial ballet. Lazily, the butterflies select their dance partners. Every so often, one pauses, a female, to lay eggs on the black crowberry's evergreen needles. However, if I cross the stream channel that separates the northern from the southern dome of the peatland, my scenery shifts dramatically. Here the shrubs are taller, the trees thicker, and the herbaceous species fewer. Black crowberry patches are sparse, and crowberry blue butterflies do not find dance partners here. Something is clearly happening in the southern dome that is different from the northern. The once virtually treeless peatland is disappearing. But should something be done about it? In the summer of 2021, I was conducting a field site review of Balch Head Heath for Maine Coast Heritage Trust, based on a 1980 survey by Dr. Ian Worley, a plant biologist and ecologist at the University of Vermont. The goal was to see how the bog had changed since 1980 and help the trust develop survey protocols for them to continue monitoring the bog in the years to follow, to inform their current and future management decisions. What lured me to this project, however, was the promise of seeing a rare butterfly, the crowberry blue, and the mysteries a rare ecosystem offered. Coastal plateau bog ecosystems like Balch Head Heath are scarce in the United States, only occurring in Maine along a narrow band of coastline. They are refuges for boreal and wetland species alike. Without the harsh acidity, open sun, and cold conditions the open peatland offered, the crowberry blue would not have black crowberry to rear its young on. Then that population would cease to exist. When Dr. Worley surveyed the bog originally, it was a relatively treeless peatland. The trees and taller shrubs I was seeing in the southern dome was clearly not the same peatland of 1980. Potential suspects filled my notebooks. The road altering the bog's hydrology, the warming and drying effects of climate change, fire suppression. But did that mean I should recommend management options to halt the reforestation of the open peatland? Is reforestation the natural progression of the bog, or is it the continuation of the open peatland? The question of management and whether or not to interfere with natural processes is an old one. We have dedicated numerous laws, protests, novels, and mission statements to the parameters of this question. Wetland ecologists weren't making my assessment an easy one. When I turned to tomes on wetland ecology and bog secession, the natural status of the diverged north and south lobes seemed equally supported. This is the trouble when you are studying an ecosystem that takes millennia to form. It's harder to tell where a system is in its never-ceasing evolution, and records of untouched ecosystems don't go back far enough to offer clarity. Nature, too, usually tends to thwart even the best of human attempts to categorize or predict her. But that doesn't stop us from trying to formulate management decisions and then sometimes pretending those decisions are more than educated guesses. For Balch Head Heath, marking out more data points gives hope for future conservation efforts and knowledge of how any management decisions might alter the landscape outside the immediate intention. I may not be able to answer the question as to what the peatland should become, but maybe in time it will more clearly answer the question of what this peatland could become and how each of those branches might affect the surrounding ecology.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.